أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب الذين يوفون بعهد الله ولا ينقضون الميثاق والذين يصلون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويخشون ربهم ويخافون سوء الحساب. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this lecture, I'm going to talk about the family ties, the second part. Actually, in previous part, I have talked about the importance of the subject through the Holy Quran, and I have recited many verses from the Holy Quran about the family ties or Sila-e Rahim. In this lecture, in this part, I would like to talk this matter according to the hadiths of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Let's know what does our Prophet said. Of course, the thing which our Prophet said, these are related completely to the Holy Quran. And actually, it is the explanations of the Holy Quran that our Prophet said those things which came the basic and the foundation of that in the Holy Quran, and our Prophet explained that in detail. So now I would like to talk about this matter, and then I would like to talk about the benefit of the family ties, that how is the benefit of the family ties. In the end, I would like to talk about the blaming of those people who are not paying attention to their families, and they are cutting off the relations with their relatives. Anyway, according to the hadiths, let me talk it first and bring a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who says and narrated, it is a story. He says that a person came near the Prophet, peace be upon him, and asked from the Prophet, "O Prophet, I have some relatives, and my relatives, while they are very close to me, but they are torturing me, and I also decide that I should cut off my relations to them because they are torturing me and they are bothering me." Then our Prophet said that if you do that while they are your relatives, they are your families, and they are bothering you, and if you also try to cut off your relations with them, then Almighty Allah will curse upon you and your relatives because of this matter, that they are not doing according to the command of the Holy Quran. The command of the Holy Quran is this, that the people should relate with each other. The families, they should have a very good communication with each other. And as you are cutting off your relations to your relatives, then Almighty Allah will not send His mercy upon you and will curse upon you. Then that man said, "O Prophet, what should I do now? As I have some families that they are torturing me, so what should I do?" Our Prophet said that you should listen to this important saying, which our Prophet said, "Tu'ti man harimaka," those who do not give you anything, those who deprive you, so you should give to them. وَاتَّصِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَكَ And those who cut off his relations to you while they are from your relatives. So it is your duty that you should communicate with them. وَاتَّصِلْ You should keep these ties with your family. وَاتَّعَفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكَ And those who do injustice with you in the oppress upon you. So it is your duty that you should forgive them. كَانَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ ظَهِيرًا If you do that, then Almighty Allah will support you and will help you and will give the best reward to you. So it is your duty. You should do according to this hadith which our Prophet said, وَتَصِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَكَ And those who cut off his relations with you, so you should keep your relations with them. It is the saying of the Holy Prophet about the family ties. And there is another saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him in his household. He says that لَا تَقْطَعْ رَحِمَكَ وَإِنْ قَطَعَكَ It is your duty, our Prophet said. Do not sever your relations with your family, with your relatives. Even if your relatives severs his relations with you. So it is your duty that you should keep these relations with them and you should go in a very, you should do in a very good manners. And you should trade with them in a very good manners. Now, if we look to another hadith from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, our Prophet said, if you keep the family ties, then of course Almighty Allah will give you many mercies, will send and bestow upon you His mercy. And will give you many rewards because of this doing good. Our Prophet said that there are many goodness that a person can do. But among these good things, among these good works, so if we look, we can find that the reward which is special for the family ties, That is very important, that is too much and more than the others. This is a hadith which came in the book of Usul Kafi. Our Prophet said, As-sadaqatu bi-asharatin. If you give charity to the others, so the reward will be 10 times more than you gave. It means that 10 The reward is for the charity. وَالْقَرْضُ بِثَمَانِيَةَ عَشَرَ But if you loan someone, if someone come and borrow from you, and if you loan someone, then the reward will be 18. It will be almost doubled. وَالصِّلَةُ الْإِخْوَانِ بِعِشْرِينَ If you communicate with your brothers, your Muslim brothers, If you visit them, then the reward will be 20. وَالصِّلَةُ الرَّحِيمِ بِأَرْبَعَةِ وَعِشْرِينَ But if you keep the family ties, if you keep your relations with your relatives, then Almighty Allah will give you the reward 24 times. Then because of this good work that you have done because of the family ties, then the reward will be 24. So it is much more than the others, much more than the sadaqah, much more than the loan, much more than visiting the Muslim brothers. So it shows that of course having a good relations with our relatives that has much more rewards from the Almighty Allah. So that then why should we not have this relations with our relatives? There is another saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, in his household, who says that, do you know the reward of family ties? The reward of a family ties is equal to the reward of 100 martyrs to the way of Almighty Allah. Now see, it is the hadith which came from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, "Man masha ila dhi qarabatin bi nafsihi wa malihi li yasila rahimahu a'taahu Allahu 'azza wa jal ajra mi'a shahidin." This hadith is in the book by the name of Man la yahzuruhu al-faqih. It says, if a person walks in order to keep the family ties, in order to do the family ties, and he tries by himself, or he spends from his money, from his property, لِيَسِلَ رَحِمَهُ, it is his end, it is his aim, that he wants and tries to keep the family ties, then أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَجْرَ مِئَ شَهِيدٍ, Almighty Allah will give the reward of 100 martyrs in the way of Almighty Allah. So it is a very much reward that Almighty Allah is giving to a person who is trying to do the Sile Rahim, who is trying to do the family ties. There is another saying from our Prophet, peace be upon him, who said, you should do the family ties even if it takes 1 year, that 1 year time that you are spending for this, doing the family ties. It is the saying of the Holy Prophet who said, أوصي الشاهد من أمتي والغائب منهم. I advise those of my ummah, those of my followers, those of the Muslim that they are present, and also those who are not present and they are absent. وَمَنْ فِي أَصْلَابِ الرِّجَالِ وَأَرْحَامِ النِّسَاءِ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, and those people that they are not born yet up to the hereafter, I advise them, أَيَّسِلَ الرَّحِيمِ. What is the advice? The advice of the Holy Prophet is this, that these people, they should keep family ties. They should have a good relations with their relatives. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ مِنْهُ عَلَى مَسِيرَةِ سَنَةٍ, even if this having relations with the relatives, it takes 1 year time, then you should do that. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنِ الدِّينِ, surely it is a part of the religion. A part of the religion is this, that you should keep your relations with your relatives. This hadith also came in the book of Kafi. Now, as you understood the importance of this matter, that family ties, it has a very important position in Islam, then now I would like to give you some of the indexes. One of the indexes of this family ties is this, that we should have emotional communication with our relatives. Even if we do a good grading, and it is also a saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, فَصِلُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ, it is your duty, it is a command from the Holy Prophet, that you should do the family ties, فَصِلُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ وَبِرُّ بِإِخْوَانِكُمْ, and also it is your duty that you should treat in a very good manners with your Muslim brothers. وَلَوْ بِحُسْنِ السَّلَامِ وَرَدِّ الْجَوَابِ Even if this treatment can be by having a good greeting or the answer of the greeting. وَلَوْ بِحُسْنِ السَّلَامِ وَرَدِّ الْجَوَابِ Of course, it is one of the member of the emotional communication. The second index for the family ties is this, that if you can help your relatives, so you should do help him. Even if that helping is for giving a glass of water to your relatives. Again, there is a hadith from Imam Sadiq who said, Sil rahimaka, walau bi jur'atin mimma, you should keep your relations with your relatives, even if by giving a sip water. The third thing which is important is this, that you should not torture and bother your relatives, your family. It is a saying from our Imam Sadiq who said, أَفْزَلُ مَا يُوسَلُ بِهِ الرَّحِيمِ كَفُّ الْأَذَى عَنْهَا The best thing that you can communicate and you can keep the family ties, that is that you should not bother your family, you should not torture your family. أَفْزَلُ مَا يُوسَلُ بِهِ الرَّحِيمِ The best thing that you can do the family ties by that is كَفُّ الْأَذَى عَنْهَا is this, that you should not torture your family. Another thing which is the index of the communication, these communications with the family, is this, to give a gift. If you can give a gift to your family, so it will be very better and it is recommendable and it is advised in the hadiths. The another thing which is again important is this, that you should cooperate with your family. You should help them, you should give some money to them. And there is a saying from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam who said that if you give and cooperate and help your family, then of course your life will be prolonged. Almighty Allah will give you a long life. And there is a story which happened during Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, says that one of his followers, Imam addressed his follower and said to him that it is many times that was supposed that you should die, but you didn't die. What have you done in your life? While it was supposed that your life was came in the end, but Almighty Allah increased your life. Do you know what is the reason in why Almighty Allah gave you this long life? He said, no. Our Imam said, you should think, have you done any good things in your life? Have you done any family ties in your life? Then he remembered and said, yes. When I was young, I was going to the bazaar, and every day I was earning some monies, like 5 dirham. And I was giving these 5 dirham to my uncle. So it was my job and it was my duty that I was doing that. Then our Imam said, because of that goodness that you have done, because of that family ties that you have done, then Almighty Allah increased your life. And now for a long time you can live in this world. And also, there is a saying, Imam Sadiq said, there is a saying from our Prophet, peace be upon him and his household, who said, Man sarrahu, ayyumiddallahu fi umrihi, falyasil rahimahu. Those who like and love that their life should be long, and they could be alive in this world for a long time, then they should keep family ties, and they should do the salai rahim. It is the saying from our Prophet. And also, there is a saying from the Holy Book. Almighty Allah says, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَ حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ. It is your duty that you should give and you should help your relatives and the needy people. And also, there is a saying from our first Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, who says, فَمَنْ أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا فَلْيَسِلْهُ بِهِ قَرَابَتَهُ. Those who Almighty Allah gave them the properties, the wealth, so it is their duty that they should cooperate with their relatives, with their families. Another thing which is very important, and that is also one of the index, that is that we should pray for our relatives. And there is a story. This story also took place during the life of the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq, he was in the bazaar, and a person came and said that your uncle, he used to abuse you. Then the Imam Sadiq, he went to the mosque and he offered the prayer. And that man is saying that I saw that Imam Sadiq, in the end of his prayer, he prayed for his uncle and said that, O Almighty Allah, I forgive him and you also forgive us. So this is a prayer from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. Now let's know what is the uses of the family ties. Of course, it is very obvious and clear, and everyone knows the uses and the benefits of family ties. But according to the hadiths which came from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, our Prophet said, one of the uses of family ties is this, that it prolongs your life. And it is a hadith which our Prophet said, إِنَّ الْبِرَّ وَالصِّلَةَ يَسْتَطِيلَانِ الْأَعْمَارِ. Of course, goodness in doing good things. And also, وَالصِّلَةَ. Sila means the family ties. These two can prolong the life. يَسْتَطِيلَانِ الْأَعْمَارِ. And also, there is another saying from our Prophet, who says, مَا نَعْلَمُ شَيْئًا يَزِيدُ فِي الْعُمْرِ إِلَّا صِلَةَ الرَّحِيمِ. I do not know anything more that could prolong our life except the Sila Rahim, except the family ties. حَتَّى أَنَّ الرَّجُلَ يَكُونُ أَجَلُهُ 3 سِنِينَ. Maybe a person, his life can be for 3 years, and he only can live for 3 years. فَيَكُونُ وَسُولًا لِلْرَّحِيمِ. But this person do the family tie. فَيَزِيدُ اللَّهِ فِي عُمْرِهِ 30 سَنَةً. Then Almighty Allah will increase on his life, and he can live for 33 years. فَيَجْعَلُهَا 33 سَنَةً. Then his life will be for 33 years. وَيَكُونُ أَجَلُهُ 33 سَنَةً. Maybe a person, his life is 33 years. فَيَكُونُ قَاطِعًا لِلْرَّحِيمِ. But he cuts off his relations with his relatives. فَيَنْقُصُهُ اللَّهُ 30 سَنَةً وَيَجْعَلُهُ أَجَلُهُ إِلَى ثَلَاثِ سَنَى Then Almighty Allah will decrease his age, his life, and he will be able to live only for 3 years, while he was supposed that he could live in this world for 33 years. So that is because of the Silay Rahim and because of cutting off the Rahim. And also there is a story which says that if you do good things with your relatives, then Almighty Allah will increase your life. There is a person by the name of Maysir. He is from the companion of Imam Sadiq. Imam Sadiq said to him that because of that doing family ties, then Almighty Allah increased your life while you were supposed to die before this. But as you have done the good things with your family and relatives, then Almighty Allah prolonged your life. Myself, he was saying that when I was young, I used to work in the bazaar and I was earning 2 dirham daily. And 1 dirham I was giving to my sister of my father, and the other I was giving the sister of my mother. Because of these doing good things and having good relations with the relatives, then Almighty Allah prolonged his life. And this hadith and this story came in the book of Bihar. And also there is a saying from about a person by the name of Yaqub. He was living in the time of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far. Imam Musa says that Yaqub and his brother came in my house while they were quarreling between each others, and they had a dispute between each others and they abused each others. Imam Musa Kazim said to Yaqub that because you were doing good things and you had a good relations with your relatives, that's why Almighty Allah prolonged your life and you will live for 20 more years. But because your brother, he was cutting off his relations with the relatives, then Almighty Allah will finish his life and he will die in this journey, and he will not return his home soundly. And then the people said that as Imam said, so this person died in the way. And again there is a saying from our Prophet who said, if you do good things with your family, then this thing will be able to progress and develop the cities in the environment, as it is a saying from our Prophet, "Inna al-birra wa-sila yu'ammirani diyar." These two things can be the cause for developing and progressing the city. And the third benefit is this, that it increases the wealth, as it is a saying from our Prophet, إِنَّ الْبِرَّ وَالسِّلَةَ يُكَثِّرَانِ الْأَمْوَالِ These two can increase the wealth. And also our Prophet said, مَنْ سَرَّهُ أَيُّنْ سَأَلَهُ فِي عُمْرِهِ Those who like that their life should be prolonged, وَيُوَسَّأَ لَهُ فِي رِزْقِهِ And their wealth should be increased, فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهِ They should do their duty according to the Almighty Allah. وَلْيَسِلْ رَحِمَهُ And they should do the family ties. And also this doing good relations with the relatives, it can be the cause for avoiding the bad dying. And there is a hadith, سِلَةُ الرَّحِيمِ تَزِيدُ الْعُمْرِ وَتَدْفَعُ مِيْتَةَ السُّءِ It can be avoid the dying of a bad dying. And also this thing, the good relations with the relatives, it can be the cause for changing the misery to happiness. And it is a hadith from our Prophet who says, سَلَةُ الرَّحِمِ تَحَوَّلُ الشِّقَاءَ سَعَادَةً. If you do good with your relatives, then this thing can be able to change the misery of a person to happiness. And also, if we do this, then the Rahim itself will become alive in the hereafter, and it will be able to pray for us. And this, the other benefit is this, that if we do good, and if we have good relations with our relatives, then it will cause the disgrace of the enemies. It is a saying from Imam Ali, who said, سَلَةُ الرَّحِمِ تُوجِبُ الْمَحَبَّةِ وَتَكْبِتُ الْعَدُوَّةِ. If you do good with your relatives, then it will be the cause for disgrace of the enemies. And of course, the dysfunction of the cutting the relations with relatives are too much. One is that it can be shorten our life. And it is also a saying from our Prophet who said, لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أُطِيعَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ أَعْجَلَ ثَوَابًا مِنْ صِلَةِ الرَّحِيمِ وَلَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَعْجَلَ عِقَابًا مِنَ الْبَغْيِ وَقَطِيعَةِ الرَّحِيمِ. God willing, we will continue these things in the next lecture. And thank you very much as you have followed this program. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.